Proverbs 1:10-16. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, Come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us have all one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Every time I read this passage, I think of a young man I know. He grew up in a Christian family that attended Sunday school and church regularly. During his junior high years, he attended a Bible club and really enjoyed it. He was a happy young guy, had lots of friends, and was liked by everybody. Then a strange thing happened during his high school years. He began to hang around a crowd of young guys and gals whose lifestyle was different from that which he had known. Church had no place in their lives. Rebellion was looked upon as a virtue. Rebellion against parents, school, society, whatever. His hair grew longer. His interest in the things of God grew shorter. His fascination for the lies of the devil and the allurements of the world knew no bounds. Step by step, his life became more and more messed up. He dropped out of high school, shifted aimlessly from one thing to another, and finally joined the service. That didn't work either. He got an early discharge after having spent most of his time in the brig. He got involved in drugs and the occult, and sin became a way of life. Today, he is wanted by the police. In this passage we are looking at today, the first step was an invitation by this gang of young hoodlums to come with us. Isn't it interesting that sinners are so eager to get others to go along with them? But that shouldn't surprise us. When the devil rebelled against God, one of his first acts was to entice Eve to sin. Would to God that Christians were as diligent in their recruiting others to the cause of Christ as sinners are to the way of Satan. The second step was, cast in thy lot among us. Not only come with us, but become part of us. Leave your parents, leave your friends, leave your God. Leave what you know is right and become one of us. When that happens, even though there may be a desire to turn back, it is very difficult to do so. It's like trying to stop when you've lost your balance while running downhill. The way to avoid all this is clear. If sinners entice you, do not consent. Do not go with them. Keep your feet out of their path. When Joseph was tempted, he refused. He fled. In the words of the scripture, he got him out. Resist the devil and he is defeated. He cannot force you to sin. The choice is yours. There is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. God has promised a place of refuge and protection. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Now there's a warning here for all of us. There is not a sin in the catalog of Satan to which the most dedicated Christian is not susceptible. That, my friend, is a terrifying thought. It behooves each of us to be on our toes. The Bible says, Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The best defense, of course, is an offense. Keep your nose in the Bible and frequent the place of prayer. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.